Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Priscilla. I'm calling back from Eagle Moss. Can you speak to the person that requested call?
Yes, this is Keith.
Okay, how can I help you, sir?
Was calling, I have an account number here.
Okay.
When you're ready. It's
Yes, I am, sir.
5801 4300001.
Okay, just one second. Okay, can you tell me what is the name and the account and the address, please?
Yes, it has a Keith, not a Doris Holmes.
And the address?
Forgetting the address. It's in Oak Ridge. I'm forgetting that number. It's 40, maybe 17. I'm going to have to check. Because most of the time you use a P.O. box in this thing. Let me see, just one second. My phone's I'm traveling, my phone is coming. One second.
Sir?
Oh, my phone is. Yes, my phone wasn't that bad thing. One second. Okay, it should be the 4014 Reese Lane.
Thank you. Okay, I'm seeing here that is an account for the DeLorean build up. How can I help you, sir?
I want to know, when did that order come through? When was it initiated?
The account, the date of join was April the 2nd.
April the 2nd of this year.
Yes, sir.
Who called it in?
I'm sorry?
Who made the order? Who did they speak with there in your record?
It is a web order, sir, so it was placed through the website.
And which website was that?
The Eagle Moss website.
What's the address?
The address of the website you mean is eaglemoss.com.
Eagle March, MART.
Eagle Moss, sir. EAGLEMOSS.com.
MOSS.com. Eagle Moss.
Yes.
Okay. Now, was there a payment made on this? It said it was a dollar or something initial, but there's no balance now.
No, there's a credit card on file. This is a subscription. You leave a credit card because you are charged by shipment.
Oh, so that's a credit card on file.
Yes.
Oh, okay. What's the last four of the credit card?
8304.
And what's the name on the credit card that they
We
gave you?
don't have this information, sir. It's just the last 4 digits of the credit card. Like I said, the order was placed in the website.
Just say what type of credit card it was? Was it a,
It is a
do you have
Visa.
that?
You say that is a Visa.
Visa. And the name of the person ordering it was who? Who ordered it?
The name in the account was the name that you give it to me, that it was Doris Holmes. It is the name in the account.
Okay. All right. And what would be the next charge that would be coming through on that?
There's a charge today, a pre-authorization today, $53.40.
$53.40 would be the next charge?
Yes. There is a pre-authorization today in the card for $53.40.
And when will that be?
I'm sorry, sir?
And what date is set for that to happen?
Today. Today had a pre-authorization of $53.40 for the next shipment.
Today?
Today, yes. May the 11th, yes.
Okay. So the reason I'm asking, because that's the address is not my mother's, but it's the name Doris, but she hasn't ordered anything. And all of a sudden we get this package in, and we're trying to figure out how did that happen. And you say on the website, because I know my mom, because she don't order anything on the website, because she had to put in her name, address, and all of that.
Okay.
She hasn't done any of that. She does, only thing she does is monitor Facebook. She don't do anything, no email address or nothing. Do you have an email address?
Yes, sir. There's an email address. If you tell me her email, what? I can check if it is the same that we have here.
She does not have an email.
Okay, yeah, it shows an email address here. So what you're telling me is that you don't recognize the account. That is probably a fraud.
Yes. She does not recognize it. I just happened to be home this weekend for Mother's Day, and we got this out of the post office box. They said they had been sitting in the post office box for a while because they're floatful in that little country town. And so finally we got it, and it has her name, but it's not her address. The address is next door, which is my sister's address. But my mom didn't order anything. She doesn't have an email address.
But the credit card, it is her credit card?
I don't know. I'm going to call her when I get off the phone with you and see if this is her credit card. And that's the case. I mean, someone must have gotten her credit card and did this or what have you. But no. You know, my mother's 70-something years old. What should we order in a DeLorean kit for?
Okay, so I'm going to cancel the account. Just 1 second, sir. Okay, I'm canceling the account and I'm going to do the refund of the amount that it was charged. Just 1 second. Just a more second, sir. Okay, so I canceled the account. Okay, I did a refund of the first charge that it was the $1.95. The second is just a pre-authorization. And you're not going to have any more charge. And if you receive the package, you just refuse the deliver so the post office can send back to us.
Okay, now, what is she supposed to do about the package that came already with that initial in there that was already open?
It doesn't have to return, sir, because in this case, to return, she'll have to pay, and because it's a claim of fraud, she can throw away or decide what she's going to do to that. She doesn't need to return to us.
Okay. And you can't give me any part of that email address that you have?
It show as is B.O. Holmes, number 8, at yahoo.com.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Anything else?
Oh, that's it.
Okay, sir. So thank you for calling Eagle Moss. I'm sorry?
Oh, do I need a confirmation number or anything?
I can send by email, sir. If you want to give me your email, I can send. Just 1 second.
Yeah, send it to me. It's K as in kite.
Just 1 second. I'm open here. Just 1 second. Okay, sir, what is the email?
It's K as in kite, Holmes, so K Holmes, 62.
Yes?
At gmail.com.
Okay. I already sent the email with the confirmation, sir.
All right, well, thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you for calling Gomas. Have a good day.